You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to Theater Geeks Anonymous. At this time, we ask that you turn off all cell phones. Unless, of course, you're using them to listen to this podcast, in which case, please keep it on. And please refrain from any flash photography, as it is dangerous to the performers of this podcast. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Intermission sewed in, intermission sewed in, intermission sewed 10.
Welcome, Theater Geeks.
That's our new theme song for intermission sewed. Oh, goodness.
Lay down.
Oh, puddle.
Lay down.
Puddle.
Lay
down. Down, buddy.
Lay down.
Down. Puddle down. Puddle down.
No, lay down.
Good. Okay. Stay there. He's just loving on you. But like I
just
said,
can't be in my face while I'm trying to talk.
He just wants to love, but he's so annoying. Puddle down.
Lay down. Lay down.
He knows we're talking about him. That's why
Bubby.
He's... I know.
Hi, honey.
He wants to deep soul gaze.
I know. Look, the paw.
I know.
It's so precious. He puts one paw.
For those of you who have not witnessed the miracle of my dogs.
So cute.
Puddle has human eyes, mm-hmm. and he doesn't kiss. No. He just stares intently into your soul.
And likes to put his little paws on your, just to be like, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You don't want to know the most irritating thing that what? He does, but also like slightly is like, okay, you're really sweet, is he'll be laying down next to you, mm-hmm. but that's not close enough. So then he starts to crawl up your body.
Yes, he's
until
done that to me.
His arms are on your shoulders and he's looking at you in the face. And then, of course, he sneezes because, you know, it wouldn't be a dog next to your face without him sneezing in it.
That's gross. He does try to crawl up me during recording.
Yeah,
and
he
like,
does.
Honey.
I know.
I'm literally trying to record. I can't.
Just,
not now.
You know, listen.
Yeah.
Trying to do our job.
Well, welcome to this intermission sode.
Theater Geeks Anonymous!
Some things to talk about. Well, we are Sunday, Easter Sunday. Jesus Christ Superstar Live.
Whee!
With Brandon Victor Dixon.
John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
Norm Lewis.
Norm Lewis, yeah.
What's Super the excited. Woman who's playing Judas? Do we know her name?
I have to look that up. No, Judas is Brandon Victor Dixon.
Oh, wait, who's the other woman then? I saw a picture of...
Is I know...
We talked about doing an all-female, yes. But that's why it's in my head.
And then I was like, you're Judas.
I know. There is a publicity shot, though, where there's a woman as part of the disciples, and I couldn't...
Let me see.
Because there's Sarah Bareilles sitting on the table in a yellow dress.
Right, and so she's Mary.
And then looking at the photo on the left-hand side, maybe two or three people over from Sarah, is another woman. And I was trying to figure out... Yeah, I know.
Because I was just looking at the costumes. They had the press photos.
Okay.
And the costumes are done by Paul Tazewell, who did Hamilton.
Mm.
And he also did the Wiz Live, and those costumes are so pretty. He's wonderful.
Cool.
Also, he's like so nice to me on Twitter.
Oh, he's just that's nice.
He's so nice.
Thanks, Paul. Peter, Paul?
Paul.
Paul Tazewell. Oh, good. I was right the first time.
Now I have to look up who is in Jesus Christ Superstar. The other fun thing. Oh, Friday night, I went to see a devised play that was at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn called The Fall. And this piece was devised by a handful of students who were protesters at the University of Cape Town in Africa. And I believe all of them have graduated at this point. But, like, I mean, I think they graduated, like, this just this past May or June.
Yeah.
And it was so powerful and so relevant.
Yeah.
To... the struggle that we're having here in this country now, to the point where I sat there and I was like, how is it, like, it's this third world country and literally the same exact things, like institutionalized racism they're protesting. Mm. Like, we're protesting that too. And funding for school.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean,
whereas, it's like, yeah,
it's much worse there. Like,
yeah,
one of the instances, that they talked about were, I don't know if it was most of them their senior year or not, but there were a number of kids who were accepted into the school and given this, government loans, which are really heinous.
What do you mean?
Well, so like, you have to prove that you're so extraordinarily dirt poor that you need help to be able to get this loan. But this loan costs so much money. And then after they graduate, it's the job market is way worse there than it is here.
Yeah.
So
there's no hope of paying it off.
Right. So it's like they're just it's just like this cycle.
Ugh.
But the thing that was so awful was, like, so many kids were accepted to the school. They were told they would have, like, housing. They came, and there was not enough housing for all of them. So there were hundreds of them who were homeless.
You had to have known that.
Of course the school knew.
What the heck?
Yeah.
But I'm sure they accepted their money still.
Of course they did.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
There was so many things where I just like shook my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, so many things I'm not aware of on a worldwide scale, because I just feel like I'm inundated with information and problems right now that I'm like, I can't intake everything, but I wish everyone had seen the piece, because it was so beautiful and so heart-wrenching and so needed.
Wow.
And all the kids who were in it, you know, they were all protesting. They were all like, this was their experience.
Yeah.
So it just brings so much more power to
it.
No
kidding.
And then they also interspersed the piece with a video of some of the protests they were on, where they were like gassed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, one of them, she was at a protest and she'd like called her mom, because her mom was like, are you okay? And her mom had protested in the past, and mm-hmm. so she said well, they're throwing gas at us now. And she's like, well, first it's the gas, then it's I forgot what the next thing was. Then they start taking people to jail. And then she said the next thing is
they'll just
bullets.
Shoot into the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, so rotten now.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
And then like the last monologue of the show, this young woman who, she said, she just said like, all she said was, like, I'm so tired. She's like, I'm 22 and I'm tired of having to, like, fight this battle. And I was like, I'm so tired. We're just all so tired. It's just, like, worn down.
It's because we shouldn't have to fight for this kind
of
stuff.
The same stuff. You know, and, like,
this is common sense.
Well, that's what you would think. But then I thought about, like, you and I were teenagers when Columbine happened.
Yeah.
And here we are 20 years later,
and
still having to march for the same stuff.
Freaking much. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I remember being so impacted by that. So impacted by, because we were in school at the time that it was a very scary thing. So the fact that you're right, the fact that it is still so prevalent happening every, like, what is the statistic? It was something really stupid.
I don't know it off the top of my head.
I don't either, but it was, I mean, I want to say something like it happens once a week or something like that.
I'm sure
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
People are dying, and we're not doing anything about it. We're turning it into a political thing. It's not political, people.
No, this should be bipartisan.
The only thing political about this is the fact that the government should be protecting its people, and it's not.
No.
That's what is political about this.
Right. It shouldn't be, but apparently it is.
Ugh, and we're turning this into like the news program. Boko Haram has struck again, and they just kidnapped another several hundred girls from whatever school they were in. And I think The majority of them have been released, but they've still got a couple of them under ransom, and it is simply because they don't want girls to be going to school.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
The world is run by women, and y'all are going to figure it out sooner or later, and we're not going to hide behind the apron anymore.
Nope. It's a new day,
Let's get Beyonce. That Where's that theme song? Let's Who run. Runs the world? Girls. Yes.
Can we play that on the outro?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, can we? I don't know if we've got permission.
All right.
I don't want to get in trouble by Beyonce.
It's got to be some kind of use. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
But you're all thinking about it right now. So that's that's the most important part.
Okay.
And also, I'm just going to say one more thing, and this is something that I have thought for a very long time. How weak those men must be that they are so afraid of women going and getting their educations. All right, so now that we've discussed all of that stuff. Okay, but you just looked it up, the Jesus Christ Superstar, and we couldn't figure it out.
No.
Who that woman is in the press release photo. So if you're that woman in the press release photo, I actually do have a friend in the cast. So maybe I'll just type out a little Facebook message or something and get it from him. But
because I have friends in stuff. I wonder if it was just the ensemble soloist, though. Like if they're just maybe. If it's the entire cast.
It's not, though, because I didn't see Norm Lewis.
Oh.
So I don't. And I Alice Cooper is playing Herod, right?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be so killer.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Apparently, he did it in a concert version.
Oh.
So this is like his second time playing King Herod.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, he's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
And I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I like
this
show.
I know people like to hate on the lives, but I watch. The only one I didn't see, I've never seen is, I didn't see the hair one, or Hairspray.
Hair? Oh, I was like, they
didn't
hair?
See Hairspray.
I missed that completely. No. Okay, yeah.
I missed Hairspray,
I think I've only watched Peter Pan. It was the second one. It was after Sound of Music.
Yeah. No, I saw Peter Pan.
It wasn't great. No. I don't like Peter Pan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know that this is maybe not the popular decision. I just don't like it.
It's not my favorite.
I don't know. Even as a kid, yeah. I felt like it was just pandering and
it's a bit
very
racist
condescending.
Now,
well,
I think.
Sure. Everything is, though, really.
I just don't think we had any sensitivity. We just didn't.
Mm-mm. We didn't.
We didn't. But, yeah, but I saw the Peter Pan. I saw the Sound of Music and was texting with my mom during it.
Oh,
that
I
was
just
super
heard
fun.
It was awful.
It wasn't great.
Which is so sad to me because I love Carrie Underwood. Love her.
But
I
just,
heard dismal things about her performance.
She's not Maria.
She's not an actor.
No. And the voice does not go for Maria. That's
no.
But my favorite part of that was Lin was live tweeting and he would he had his dad was watching too. And his dad is the cutest. His comments was so good. And my mom said a few of the same exact things like during the course of that was so much fun. Texting with my mom during lives were so fun.
Awesome. So that'll be interesting. No, yeah. I like Jesus. I mean, I love the show Jesus Christ Superstar, yeah. though, too. And there's so many ways to do it.
Yeah.
It's like Godspell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't have a time. It doesn't have... Right. I mean, it does. If you
but
look
you
at the original
have to
story,
keep
but...
It in,
exactly.
Yeah,
it, can,
it doesn't it, have to be bathrobe churchy theater.
Yeah. There's so many different things that you can do with it and different, you know, characterizations that you can put to it. And I just love that.
The Shoshana Bean played Judas in a concert version January of last year of 2017. And they, beginning of this year, they've been in the recording studio to get a cast album
cool
together. So that's super exciting.
I love her. Yeah. I love her.
She played Judas, and then this woman whose name I'm blanking on played Jesus. But Orfe played Pontius Pilate.
Mm-hmm.
She was so good. You can go on YouTube and watch the videos. I watched Orfe's multiple times. I watched Shoshana Bean sing Jesus Christ Superstar multiple times. If you guys can find that on YouTube, I encourage you. You will not be disappointed. I think I'm going to look
as soon as we're done here. Yeah.
Not disappointed.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that's our intermission.
This will be a short one because we talked about other stuff.
Yeah.
That's going on in the world that maybe isn't necessarily theater related, but it's cool. You love us anyway.
Well, it went with the fall, so that's where we got into.
It did. Yeah. Yes. Because theater and real life, current events, and politics are all so enmeshed that you can't talk about one without mentioning the other because, you know.
We started out trying not to go off on a tangent about it, but it's failed.
I'm sorry. Have you met me?
It's gone. It's not happening anymore. So sorry, not sorry.
My middle name is Tangent. I'll go on a tangent whenever I want. I'm really good at it.
I meant political tangents. It's over.
I know. It's
happened.
Because the material that we've been speaking about has been so political, especially of late.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not going to apologize because we're not, you know, taking sides. We're not, you know, giving.
Probably we have.
Well, I don't think so because, I mean, I think we've been pretty
neutral
in the partisan way.
Yeah.
We hold no punches when it comes to how our feelings about what has happened with the Scottsboro Boys case and the Central Park Five and, you know, and those kind of things.
Right, right.
But I think we've done a pretty good job of, you know, I don't want to alienate anybody. Anyone who wants to listen to this is welcome.
Right.
And this is great. You know, an opportunity for us to start a discourse.
Right.
And although some of the stuff that we've said may be a little biased as far as the material itself.
Right.
I feel like we've done a good job of not, you know, I'm not saying Republican, Democrat. We're all in a world together.
Right.
You know, this country is going down the tubes, all of us together. but it started a long time ago, and it's not just one or the other party.
No, it's not.
It's everybody.
It's everyone
collectively.
It really is
pushing the flusher. So
it's true.
That's my little analogy for the day. But I, you know, if we can start conversations like this, then you know what? And honestly, I feel like I really do have to point out that these Parkland students, these theater students.
Yeah. I just love that they're theater students.
I do too.
Can we just talk?
Because like theater changes the world.
It does. It does. Like the one kid, I don't know. Did I send you the article from the New Yorker?
I don't think you did.
So adorable. The one of the kids who's like leading the charge.
I think I read it though. Okay. I think I know what you're going to say.
I feel like maybe we talked about this in a different intermission zone, but you know, everybody was saying like these kids have been hired.
Oh, they were crisis actors.
Yeah. And he said, if anybody saw me in the Tevye, when I played Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof at my high school production last year, you'd know I was not a professional actor. Like, that's what he said. And I was like, oh, honey.
These people, I mean, they're so...
He's playing Melchior in the Spring Awakening this
quick.
Year.
They're so, I mean, like, and they're so open-minded about everything. And it's really, truly amazing to me to see this, that they're so young, but they have been allowed by the people around them to speak openly and honestly. Yeah. And they're doing it respectfully.
Right, right.
They're angry. And I think everyone is. But they're not doing it stupidly. They're, you know, they're coming with information and statistics and And you know what? Honestly,
that Emma. Oh my God. Gosh,
she's. I want to shave my head just to be like her. She is amazing.
Yeah, Emma.
She and she's because it's coming from a place of truth and frustration and desperation.
Well, because they're dying.
And because she wants to protect the rest of her friends and family. Like, she couldn't protect her friends that all died at Parkland. Like, it's, you know, come. I mean, this, you can't, there's no way that you can stand on high ground and talk down to these kids. There's just no possible way.
People are.
I know they are, but they can't. Like, I mean, it's not possible to stick to your guns and also because they have done nothing wrong.
No, they
have done nothing that is something that you could even speak against.
I was thinking about this yesterday. And one of the things that's been frustrating me is I, as 110% as I am behind these kids, I have found it really disturbing to see people our age. I feel like we're started to like kind of pawn off.
Yeah, letting them do all the dirty work.
And here's the beauty part. The beauty part is, okay, so you and I are of the age where we were in high school when this whole thing started.
Yeah.
But now we are all the age where we would all be allowed now to run for Congress, to run for mayor, to run for president.
Yeah.
We're all that age, right? So we are the change makers. Most of these kids can't even vote, you guys.
Not yet.
But like
the
entire generation who is literally in charge, who has the power to be in charge, have all been affected by this from high school. All of us.
So
I get really pissed off when I see people my age, A, calling these children young adults.
Yeah.
That's pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because they're actually children.
Yeah.
And also the fact that like we are beginning to become our parents and be like, oh, we're so proud of you. Go, go, go. And like just pawning off this problem to them.
Yeah.
We are of the age where we can make the change.
Well, right. What are they going to do? They can speak. They can protest.
All they can do. They're protesting.
Change.
We can make the change. And they're all saying to us, we're children. Help us do something.
It's yes.
I just get, I'm getting pissed with my own generation. Like I'm getting really pissed off with us. Better than this. We're not separate from this, guys. Like
we're all in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
Right.
We might not be in the school that people are getting shot in, but we're in it.
These
are our children being shot.
Our children are being shot, and we were the kids that were getting shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Like how after Columbine, every single week I had to stand out on the lawn because there was another bomb threat. There was another threat of a shooter. Every week.
Yeah.
20 years later, here I am still marching because kids are still dying.
Yeah.
This should have ended already. And now we're all of the age where we actually are the change makers. So we need to get up off our butts and actually make some freaking change and not pawn it off on children.
I should put a clap track in there. And I'm not undermining what you just said because I agree wholeheartedly with you. And I think, I hope that our listeners agree and can do something.
Yeah.
This is our plea to you guys.
Yeah.
Let's spread this. Spread it everywhere. Make it viral. I think that's the only thing that really makes people do stuff anymore is when something goes viral. So let's do it. Whatever we can do, let's make it go viral.
Yeah.
Let's not let it end right now.
That's right.
Because I feel like that's what happens too.
Yeah, it starts
is it something
to die
spectacular
down.
Like this happens and then it's over and it's brushed under the rug and then the next new thing comes out. Let's not let
so
that happen.
So easily distracted.
So easily distracted. But let's use our cell phones and instead of being distracted, let's further the cause.
Yeah. We have to. People are actually dying.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was a long one.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history.
Just Ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.